This is Senior Talk, presented by Gentle Shepherd Home Care on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. I'm Dan Wilson, your host for Senior Talk, new host for Senior Talk, beginning today with Carolyn Wilson, no relation, with Pace, Rocky Mountain Pace. Carolyn, thank you so much for being the inaugural guest on Senior Talk that I get a host, but thank you.
You bet, Dan. I'm really happy to be here. Thank you for asking.
So, Carolyn, I know you've been on Senior Talk a few times.
Just a few.
And every time there's pieces that we pick up, because the niche of the senior community that you function inside of is really unique. And it's vast.
Yeah.
And so before we get into Rocky Mountain Healthcare and Pace and the locations and even maybe touching on the wonderful success of this annual chef showcase that you guys did, but before we get into that, for listeners to have perspective, can you just give a little piece of what brought you into this industry, what your background is, who it is that they're listening to this morning?
Oh, sure. So I was born and raised in Colorado. I came to Colorado Springs in the 80s, and I taught in a local school district all my life. I retired, and then I failed miserably at retirement. So I decided I needed to work for a nonprofit. And I found another nonprofit to work for that I liked very much. But at that time, I found Rocky Mountain Healthcare Services, which is the parent company for Rocky Mountain Pace. And I loved what they did and I loved what they stood for. So I applied for everything that they had open until they finally gave me a position. So now I'm happy to say I've been at Rocky Mountain Pace for 5 years.
Well, I know that's not the whole story, but I know you tried to be, you tried to be a driver, you tried to be a greeter, you tried to be the door opener.
So,
and they said, I'm sorry, Carolyn, but with your background and your complete competence, that doesn't seem the right use of the asset for the end goal. And you were brought into public communications and just bringing Pace to the El Paso area county in a great way.
So yeah, that is true. The VP of HR finally called me in person and said, look, I'm not going to hire you to be a bus driver. And I said, well, what are you going to hire me to do? And that's how I got into Pace.
Well, and they're better for it.
Thank you.
So, Pace.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than a Picante. What is Pace? Who does it fit? Can you just give the 30,000 overview?
You bet. So, Pace is a program of all-inclusive care for the elderly. That's what Pace stands for.
Can you say that again?
Program of all-inclusive care for the elderly.
PACE.
Mm-hmm. So we're clear across the continental United States. There's 151 PACE programs. And what we do is we provide all-inclusive care. So that means all their medical, dental, vision, hearing, hospitalization, pharmaceuticals, their PT, OT, speech therapy. We even have acupuncture. We offer anything a senior will need to people who are underserved in our communities.
I know I've told you this before, but I would like to be a member of PACE, even though I don't qualify. It seems like a wonderful, all-inclusive, one-stop shop for the things that no matter where you're at in the healthcare cycle, it's always annoying when everything's disconnected. Because you're the one who has, this person says it's that person's fault, and that office says it's the carrier, and this and that. And you bring all those under one roof.
Absolutely. Well, you know, like you and I, we have a doctor over here and we have a dentist over here and maybe a cardiologist over there. And nobody knows the medications we're taking, any of that stuff. Well, what we do at Rocky Mountain Pace is we provide coordinated care. So every one of your doctors knows what's going on with you. Everybody who is in your medical circle, your IDT, will care for you and take care of you. And it's for people who qualify for the program. They have to be low income. And we can still provide the best medical attention that anyone would ever want.
Yeah. You used a term which, considering I got into the healthcare industry after a segment of my career, mm-hmm. a lot of the acronyms are things that I never understood what they meant. I know you said IDT, and mm-hmm. and that's something that what is an IDT and IDG?
You bet. An IDT is your interdisciplinary team. And people that are on your team are going to be all of your doctors, nurses, your physical therapist, your social worker, your primary care provider, your specialty providers, even your driver. Because at PACE, we have medical transportation at no cost. So everyone who touches your life while you're at PACE is on your IDD team.
I love that. And they all get together and talk about how they can work together for your best interest as the client, as a PACE participant.
Right. One of the greatest things that I like about PACE is, you know, like my doctor, bless her heart, I love her to pieces, but she probably has 2,000 people on her workload. At PACE, the doctors, the providers have about 100 people total. So they talk together in the IDT about each person weekly.
It's a wonderful program.
It is.
And having laid down the foundation of what are the actions, what are the the values, the functions that PACE can bring to those who are members of participants.
Mm-hmm. Participants.
Can you give me, I know you've said PACE is a nationwide, there's mm-hmm. programs all across the country.
Yep.
What is the vision mission? Where's this program going? Because most people, when you talk about healthcare, the only thing that there is certain is that I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Exactly.
It's, everything is up in the air based on everything from politics to social changes.
Right. Well, the PACE program is federally and state funded. And we are so lucky to live in Colorado where they have five PACEs in five places in Colorado. And we're even luckier to be in El Paso County because Rocky Mountain Healthcare Services, Rocky Mountain PACE, is a nonprofit. And that means everything that comes into our program goes to the care of our participants.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So it's just everything. So when I think of giving to a nonprofit,
mm-hmm.
the biggest factor is what percentage of this actually goes to the individuals that are on the commercial? What percentage actually goes to them? And you're saying... Mm-hmm. A 100% percentage.
So when people hear,
this is a large percentage.
It is a large percent. When people hear that we are federally and state funded, they may think, "Oh, well, they don't need my money then." But what they don't realize is that is very highly regulated funding, and that goes to the caring of an individual. But there are extra things that come up that they won't pay for. Like if a participant has an animal who's very sick, or they have a need for some kind of a humidifier or something like that, you know, we make sure that they get their needs taken care of. Because when you're a PACE participant, you're part of a family. You have a lot of people looking out for you. All you have to do is ask for the help you need.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference, so is there an opportunity for listeners to, like, is it externally funded and government funded?
So let me give you a rundown. PACE is for people who are over 55.
Okay.
Okay, so most of our participants are 55 to 102 right now. So, and the median age is 77. And they have to be residents in El Paso County where we provide services. And we just got Monument and Tri-Lakes and Black Forest. So we are really looking for people up north that want our services because we have a new building up north that opened on March 8th. And they need to have help. They need to have the need for help for daily living activities. So that could be anything. It could be a physical, cognitive, behavioral health issue. It could be any kind of real help where they need us to help them. And they need to be eligible for nursing home services by the state of Colorado. But we don't want them going into a nursing home. We want to provide them all the help they're going to need in their home while they're in their home and independent for as long as possible. But if you're a PACE participant and then you find a need to go further than that need to be home and independent, PACE goes with you. So we'll be with you throughout the rest of your life if you let us.
So how does someone, as you were describing that, someone who's listening says, well, it seems like either I or my parent, my loved one, my neighbor, my friend kind of checks off that list.
Correct.
What is the next step?
Yep, it's for people on a lower income, and that's why it's a free program for participants. And all they have to do is contact our intake team at our phone number, which is 719-314-2327. And you can learn more about PACE at rmpace.org.
We're going to take a quick break, but we are going to be right back with Carolyn Wilson from PACE, Rocky Mountain PACE.
There's one place in Colorado Springs for all of your medical needs, and that's Affordable Medical Supply. Affordable Medical Supply is easy to find at the corner of Circle and Constitution. They carry wheelchairs, walkers, knee scooters, full electric hospital beds, mobility equipment, lift chairs, and much, much more, even the harder to find items. Visit their showroom today on the corner of Circle and Constitution, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or give Affordable Medical Supply a call today at 719-632-4036. Our friends at Gentle Shepherd Home Care let seniors stay safe and independent in their own home. As we get older, a little bit of help goes a long way, whether it's a friendly face checking in or someone to help with daily tasks like bathing or dressing, meal preparation, and more. If you're looking for options to assist yourself or an aging loved one stay safe at home, Gentle Shepherd Home Care is Colorado Springs' premier and locally owned senior care provider. Give our friends at Gentle Shepherd Home Care a call today at 719-359-8371. Affordable Medical Supply is Colorado Springs' one-stop shop for all of your medical needs. Affordable Medical Supply is easy to find on the corner of Circle and Constitution, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. From post-op supplies, compression socks, bathroom safety, braces, scooters, wheelchairs, and more, Affordable Medical Supply has a knowledgeable staff that leaves you feeling confident on how to use your equipment right. Visit Affordable Supply today or give them a call at 719-632-4036. Affordable Medical Supply.
Welcome back to Senior Talk. I am your host, Dan Wilson, and I am sitting across from Carolyn Wilson with Rocky Mountain PACE. Carolyn, thank you so much for being on the show and bringing the information that of what you represent to the table.
You bet. If we can help anybody, you know, that's why we're there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I understand that. Well, let's transition into more talking points conversation about how PACE, this national program that is wonderful, a great country that we live in that provides this care, but in Colorado Springs, how did this get started? How are you expanding? I know you just expanded to a brand new facility up north. What services, what do you bring now that you didn't before? And where are we heading?
Okay, well, you're going to be surprised at this. So we started with the vision of one director and three home care providers, and they worked out of a little office that was donated by Grace Episcopal Services, and it was located downtown in Colorado Springs. They developed the assistant with the assistance from Catholic Community Services in 1976. So at that time, we were called Homemaker Services. We have come a long ways since Homemaker Services.
Yeah.
Now we have a clinic or a day center down at Pikes Peak and Parkside. So, and then we have another one up at Research and Explore. So we have two clinics.
Pikes Peak and Parkside mm-hmm. is the clinic that is on the south side.
Correct.
Off in between 25 and Highway 24, just in that area. And the one up north off Research Parkway, it's a building.
Yeah.
It's it doesn't look as much like a brick.
No, it doesn't look like a, you know, it's just a beautiful building.
But it looks like an office building.
Yeah.
But when you go in, it's immaculate, but it's so welcoming, and participants don't ever have to go from one floor to the next. Everything is right there on the first floor.
Yep. We have everything on the first floor. They walk in. We have a beautiful day center where they can stay. They can play games. We have a recreational therapy group. They can play games. They can do all kinds of things. They have the best meals. Yesterday, I was in the day center, and they were raving over ribs. They had fall-off-the-bone ribs, and everything is made by our culinary team. So they can have a meal, play a game, do recreational therapy while they're waiting to see their doctor, or go to physical therapy or acupuncture or occupational therapy, speech therapy. We have everything in one place.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. So what is it that is social support, wellness, medical?
Okay.
You do everything.
We really
do. Which is hard to categorize. When I'm a listener,
I know.
The idea that we do everything for you. I don't know how to put that into a framework of who, whether I fit into that or not.
Well, I could paint you a picture.
I bet you can.
How's this? So we're going to provide help with your social needs. When we have a day center, we have a place where you can go and be with friends or meet new people. Everybody there is welcoming and kind. We have wellness needs to meet your wellness needs. We have people for behavioral health, physical, occupational, speech, and recreational therapies. And for your medical needs, we have some of the top-notch providers in the area. We are so lucky because they specialize in geriatrics. And if you ever have something, there is nothing we haven't seen, but if you ever come to us with something that we can't handle, we contract with excellent providers all over El Paso County, and we will make sure you get the help you need.
I love that certainty. And you bring people through the whole process.
Everything. From the time they call the number, which is 719-314-2327.
Actually, I apologize for laughing in the middle of it, because that's exactly what is beneficial. But can you give the number again, because it's fitting and I laughed over the top.
Dan. Okay, it's 719-314-2327. You'll talk to intake. They will come out. An enrollment specialist will interview you and your loved one, or just you, and talk to you about what your needs are. And then we can find out if we can help you. And if we can help you, we also have specialists who can help with all the paperwork. If you are not already on Medicaid, you're on Medicare or private pay, and we bring you over to that long-term Medicaid that we need, then they're going to help you through that entire process. And if you ever have any questions about the process or anything, you know, anybody can call that number, that 719-314-2327 number, to find out more about the program, to talk to one of our providers, anything. That is our one-stop phone number. And when you call it, you're going to hear someone who sounds an awful lot like me.
It may even be you.
It may even be me.
Talk to a celebrity. So I'm in the place of a listener that I'm 55 plus.
Mm-hmm.
Or I love someone who's 55 plus. Pretty sure they have their insurance, but I'm not sure how they're going to fit. Is it something where if they actually sign up or contact you, that then their case is flagged and they don't get to go back to their original insurance or anything like
that? Oh, not at all. Not at all.
So what risks are there? Because it sounds great, but I don't want to, I mean, it's kind of like going to a psychologist. If you get, if you get the diagnosis bipolar,
mm-hmm.
or manic depressive, or there's many, I'm not a psychologist, so I don't know even what I probably offended all of them by pretending to give two. But if that's a mark, that's something that stays with me.
No.
Is that something that happens with?
You know, it's really funny because people tell me all the time, I wish I had signed up earlier, but it sounded too good to be true.
Yeah.
This program is so important, so beneficial, but we are absolutely confidential. You can ask as many questions as you want of the people who come out. We're all under HIPAA guidelines. There is no way that information's getting out to anyone. If you decide later it's not going to be for you, fine. That's not a problem for us because deep down we want what's best for you. And if we can provide what's best for you, great. But if we can't, maybe we could refer you to someone else who can help you. So just, we just want to be there to help.
Well, it's a wonderful program.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I fit the proper demographic, you may hear, hi, Carolyn, this is Dan. Let's transition just a little bit for the
sure.
remainder of our conversation. There's the participants and the individuals who may be able to take part in the program that's the focus. I want to make sure that information is first put out, but there's a number of listeners who don't fit into that exactly. I know mm-hmm. that I was privileged to be able to be a part of this year's to attend this year's annual Chef Showcase, listen to you and your husband do a wonderful a cappella song, which was surprising and enjoyable. So congrats. It was great.
Thank you.
You guys have skills. But with that, other than that type of event, what can listeners get involved in to help support this PACE mission?
If listeners would just think about a neighbor, a loved one, someone who is struggling in our community and help them to make that call or help their family to make that call to PACE. Once we have that conversation with them, they'll know right away if PACE is the right place for their loved one.
So can a family member call PACE and go through it, or does the individual who is the participant need to be the one making contact?
Usually it needs to be the participant, but they are welcome to have anybody with them while the enrollment specialist comes out to talk to them.
Are you in need of volunteers, donations? Are there anything on the more standard? You said you're a nonprofit. So there's standards with nonprofits. I mean, anybody who's been around a couple of years knows nonprofits typically, need people to give money to fulfill the mission.
Right.
What are the areas that people can get their hands dirty a little?
So we have a big annual event where we host some of the best chefs in Colorado Springs, and they bring their time and talent and their best bite to a big party where we invite all of our corporate sponsors to come in and taste and vote for the best chef. Well, all the funds that are raised that night go to our participants, and I can share with you, we used almost all of those funds to buy our participants' grandpads. So it's like an iPad.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
From this year?
From every
year. From every year.
We've been doing it a long time.
Grand pads?
Yep. And if they want them. Some participants don't want them, but they can go on the internet safely. They have a safe phone number that cannot be hacked because it's through GrandPad.
GrandPads are incredible.
They are.
For any listener who happens to say, GrandPad, what is that? I wonder if they misspoke, if they meant something else.
No.
GrandPad is a resource. It's an iPad that is specifically designed, laid out for people who have a couple more years under their belt, and because of that, some of our sensory input requires an adjustment of what a typical iPad or a tablet would include, and it's incredible. Sorry, this is not a pitch for GrandPad. I know we're talking about pace, but it is a wonderful thing.
Yeah,
I can't believe we found out about
GrandPads during COVID because we had to have a way for our participants to quickly get a hold of us and for another way for them to see our providers safely. So they can still have a video chat with a provider, with their social worker, with their dentist, with whoever, even now, because they have buttons on their GrandPad that'll get them straight to Rocky Mountain Pace.
When you looked for something to do with your second career, and I know the sensation of having an intrinsic value that the world's better because I woke up today. I know that feeling. And I know not having that feeling.
Right.
I know just working for money. You work for a wonderful organization, and you do very good work.
Thank you.
So
I feel the same way.
I bet. Well, are you willing to give your contact information just one more time? If someone's like, at Annual Chef Showcase, I'd like to be a part of that, include a website and a phone number, a way for them to go and at least make contact in whatever way they're most comfortable.
Absolutely. So rmpace.org is our website where you can find out more about Rocky Mountain Pace. If you have any questions or just want to learn a little bit more about our programs, feel free to call 719-314-2327.
Thank you, Carolyn. It was enjoyable talking
Thank you, Dan.
Well, before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can find more information about our sponsors, Affordable Medical Supply, online at affordablemedmart.com or by calling 719-632-4036. That's 719-632-4036. And you can find out more about Gentle Shepherd Home Care online at gshc.com or gentleshepherdhomecare.com. And you can also call Gentle Shepherd at 719-359-8371. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 10 and Sunday at 8 right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM for another edition of Colorado's longest running and most listened to Senior Talk radio show, Senior Talk, presented by Affordable Medical Supply and Gentle Shepherd Home Care.